To quote Thomas Jefferson, a well-informed citizenry is the best defense against tyranny. Welcome to the Constitution Solution, one podcast under God, where we discuss the basics of our constitutional republic and how our freedoms are being seized by public officials, both elected and unelected. I'm Mark DeLuzio, a former candidate for the U.S. Congress and a Gold Star father. Join me as we learn together how we can save this unique experiment that we call America. Hi, Mark DeLuzio here. Episode 41. I want to talk about the separation of church and state. The title of this episode is "The Separation of Church and State is Not in the U.S. Constitution." And I want to take you through a little bit of history and how this all got kind of misconstrued. I should probably say intentionally misconstrued by a very racist Supreme Court judge. Let me start by just talking about the U.S. Constitution in the First Amendment, which basically says and I'm going to read it to you right off the top here. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. All right. Then it goes on with the freedom of speech and press and all that stuff. So I'm not going to get into that because that's not relative to this. But the first part of the First Amendment all has to do with the federal government not allowed to establish a religion or to prohibit the free exercise of any religion thereof, right? So let's keep that in mind as we go through this, all right? Now, what I want to talk about is a court case. It was called, in 1947, Everson versus the Board of Education. And in that case, Judge Hugo Black, Supreme Court Judge Hugo Black, which was appointed by FDR in 1937, he was nominated to the Supreme Court, actually committed what we would call judicial activism, okay, where he influenced the law and put his personal views in this ruling. Now, let me first talk a little bit about Hugo Black. Hugo Black was a member of the KKK, okay, Ku Klux Klan, and from Alabama, and he was involved in it all his life. He had a disdain for especially Catholics, which is what the KKK part of that is all about. And he also had a disdain for any type of Christianity. It's been proven that he really was not a follower of the Christian faith. Now, I'm not saying that he was an atheist, but let's just put it this way. He had it out for especially the Catholics, okay? So in general, he was against religion, all right? He did not want to go to church. He's been quoted as saying, why am I going to listen to these preachers who tell lies and what have you? So he was against religion, which kind of falls right in line with the thinking of the KKK, and in some cases, you can argue Marxism too, right? So in 1947, he settled this case by saying that, look, there is a wall that should be high and impregnable, right? And that wall between church and state, he cited Thomas Jefferson's letter. Now, let's go back to 1802 when Thomas Jefferson wrote to the Danbury, Connecticut Baptist Association. The Baptists were worried that the state of Connecticut's constitution did not have a provision to protect religion. All right. And so Jefferson wrote them a letter that said, hey, look, wait a minute. We've got something called the Supremacy Clause in the Constitution. Section 2 in the second clause, I'm sorry, Article 6 in Clause 2 talks about the fact that the law in the Constitution, provided it's constitutional, okay, is the supreme law of the land, which basically means that a state cannot override that law, they cannot change the law. The federal law coming out of the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Period. That's it, right? Provided, of course, like I said, it was constitutional and all that good stuff, right? So, matter of fact, they use the word pursuant thereof. Pursuant thereof means, yeah, it's in accordance with, the law is in accordance with the Constitution. So Article 6 talks about the supremacy clause, and he's saying to the Danbury Baptists, hey, guys, you're covered. It doesn't matter what Connecticut is going to do relative to their constitution. The supreme law of the land says, the First Amendment, that you shall be protected in that regard. Okay. Now, that was in 1802 to the Danbury, Connecticut Baptist Association. But this Supreme Court judge took this separation of church and state clause that was in the letter and totally misconstrued it in his ruling in his 1947 case of Everson versus the Board of Education. So basically what Black said was, look, no place can you exercise your religious freedom in a government type of environment, whether it be a courthouse. And you see a lot of this taking, you know, the 10th Amendment out of 10 amendments out of the out of courthouses. You see this in schools where they're saying, hey, you can't pray in a school. That's not what it meant at all. But that's how this racist Hugo Black Supreme Court justice decided to rule, misconstruing Thomas Jefferson's words in that letter to the Danbury Baptists. Okay? Now think about this. That was in 1802. So we went on well over 100, almost 150 years until this yo-yo pulls this out of the hat and creates all this confusion. Now, the crazy thing about it is people still today, and this is 2025, will say, hey, there's a separation of church and state, and not even understand the background here, what happened with this racist Supreme Court judge. Okay, so there is a separation from the respect that the government cannot start a religion. The founders were against a religion that was started by the government because that would impede on your freedoms. That means your taxes would, in fact, go towards a religion that you didn't pick. That's one of the main reasons they put the First Amendment in. And that was one of the big reasons why they pulled, one of the reasons, I should say, they pulled away from the King of England when they wrote the Declaration of Independence. Okay, they did not want a government controlling and intertwined with a religion, right? So there's nothing in the Constitution that says anything about the separation of church and state. Those words do not exist. Now, if you go back to our episode on Marxism, or several episodes that we talked about Marxism, one of the things is they don't want you to believe in a God. They don't want you to believe in a supreme being. They want you to be beholden to the government. That's why you find a lot of communists or atheists, okay? They want you to believe in them. They want you to believe in this government so they can control you. They don't want a supreme being that you pray to. Okay. They're afraid of God. Let's just put it that way. Right. So you can have prayer in the classroom. You can put a nativity scene in the public square, in a town hall. You could put a decorations for Hanukkah. You could do all of that stuff. It's not illegal to do, but the liberals are going to continue to fight us on the fact that religion has no place in the government. And that is not what the founders were all about. And as a matter of fact, you go back and look at some of their writings, it's totally contrary to what's being said today about religion and government. Okay. So short episode, but I wanted to get this out and hopefully get this clear to you that this ruling by Hugo Black was judicial activism, and it was intentional, and it was wrong. Okay, so keep that in mind as you go through with your liberal friends who want to, you know, claim this. When you start seeing people promoting, you know, tearing down crosses off of to honor our war veterans, for example, and taking God out of the public square, no. That is not what this is all about. So hopefully this will arm you with a little bit of information that will help you going forward with your debates and your continual vigilance on defending our country and our Constitution. Okay, so this was episode 41. The separation of church and state is not in the Constitution. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks. Thanks for listening to The Constitution Solution, one podcast under God. The Constitution is the solution to most of our country's problems. Other episodes can be found on our website at 1787solution.com, YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most other podcast platforms. I'm your host, Mark DeLuzio. Until next time, may God bless you, may God bless America, and may America bless God.